Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. This episode, along with every episode this season, is presented by our sponsor, KFC. So I'm recapping the Toronto Raptors 112-92 loss to the Los Angeles Clippers. And to join me is Alex Wong. Alex.
Hey, always a pleasure to be on your show. Just want everyone to know that Will is dressed exactly like Matt Thomas tonight, if you saw Matt Thomas. Yep. On the bench,
head to toe, H&M. You know, we have the same.
I thought you were Zara.
H&M/Zara. Sometimes yeah. You can mix it in and get away with it and look only like you're wearing Zara. But in this case, it is. It's me exposing myself. Listen, so Kawhi came back today.
He did.
A little bit of a sad day, sort of in general. We'll get to that in the end a little bit. But what were your emotions coming into this? Just strictly speaking, in terms of Kawhi.
Yeah, you know, I came to shoot around in the morning. Obviously, it was a huge media gathering for Kawhi and
did
watching.
Did you get your fit pick off?
No, you know, I was being a professional.
Okay.
Just trying to get some work done.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I felt like, for me, is weirdly, I felt like the team has moved on.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought it would be a more emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all watched the ring ceremony. I'm sure everyone listening saw that pregame as well.
Right.
You know, the video montage, which I think was the same montage that the Raptors put out on their social media.
Yeah.
Last night, but they did
beautifully done.
Yeah, and they had a few kind of extra things, graphics that they did on the court, and then Kawhi got his ring. You know, shook Masai's hand, Nick's hand, Larry Tenenbaum, all the players had a good laugh with Kyle, and that was it.
That's it.
And then they got their ass kicked.
Yeah,
and then, that's really what happened.
And then the Raptors returned to playing just terrible basketball. Let's be honest.
When's the last time the Raptors had a stretch that you were impressed with in the last 2 weeks, besides the full court press?
Honestly, just that Jazz game. When we were here in this building.
Yeah, but since that Jazz
game.
We were
laughing. There has not been a lot of good moments. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be honest. I'm going to be honest about that. Like, this team just looks disjointed. They don't look like they know how to play together.
Yep.
Which is a concern. I think on a possession-by-possession basis, I don't really think they have a good understanding of what plays they're going to run to get an open shot, who is the priority in terms of who's the number one option, who's the second option. And it's just not flowing well. There's a lot of, like, it feels like guys are kind of taking matters in their own hands. Like, I thought Norm took matters in his own hands today a lot. Mm-hmm. And results were mixed. I will say he had, 22 points with the starting lineup. And if you look at it pretty efficiently, 7-11 from the field, 2-5 from deep. So really only missed a couple of threes here and there. But he's also a minus 20. You know what I mean? And a lot of that is just make bad decisions. Like, 5 turnovers tonight really hurt. And also it's just like the offense is not meant for Norm to take over. It's not meant for OG to take over. It's not meant for all these things. And just they look kind of dysfunctional. And they really do have to solve some things, man. And they look desperate. Here's the thing. When you play a lineup with Kyle Lowry out there, Pascal Siakam playing two guard, Chris Boucher playing small forward. What are we doing? And then Ibaka and Gasol out there. That screams desperation to me. And honestly, that wasn't even the weirdest lineup out there tonight. There was also a Terrence Davis with Pat McCaw and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson at three, and I think Ibaka and Boucher out there. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And this team is—they're searching for answers, man. They're searching, and bro, they look bad right now.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a sports radio host, but it feels to me like the last 2 weeks, like the Raptors, like what's their identity? Like,
well,
I don't think they have an identity right now, especially since Kyle and Serge came back. And that's not to say that like the two of them coming back is why they've gone on the slump. They've played a lot of tough teams during this stretch, right, outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Bro, like, they almost lost to Chicago.
If that wasn't a screaming sign
that some shit is wrong.
That game was actually the most concerning to me.
That was a loss, even though it was a win.
Yeah, that was a tough loss. And I don't know. I think this team has to figure out. It just feels like they have a lot of guys, but they're just guys.
Yep.
And
they look disjointed.
It's easy to just be like, okay, like they need a number one guy. They need Kawhi or like, you know, we get on Pascal to be more consistent, but they need to figure out what they like, what's their identity, and then who are the maybe eight or nine guys that Nick is rolling out there, right? Like, I don't know if they're if he's overcomplicating things right now,
right?
If he's just kind of mixing and matching and not really finding the right thing, but
right.
It seems like whatever they had at the start of the season, they've kind of lost it a little bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think so. I think to your point about the identity, it makes a lot of sense because they kind of formed that identity with Serge and Kyle out, and it wasn't like they were going to go 9-2 for the rest of the season, like over the course of the 82. That wasn't impossible with that group. But having said that, they found a lot of things that worked for them, and I think Nick has tried to carry that over to this current group that he has with him, and it's just not working. I think one of the guys, first off, the guy who played the worst tonight, I mean, I'm just going to get to it straight away. The Pat Patterson Award goes to Serge Ibaka. I was going to go with my
I think Serge
Pat Serge Pat Baca thing, but that didn't really make any sense.
I think Serge locked that award down in like the first quarter.
Bro, this is one of the worst games I've seen from a professional basketball player, man.
But check out his documentary tomorrow on TSN.
Definitely do that, actually. Yep.
He put up a Marcus Gasol tribute game, but without the defense.
Yeah, wow, this is incredible. Serge Ibaka tonight, 0 of 8 in 20 minutes off the bench, 0 of 3 from 3. The rebounding was poor, like really poor. There was one play where the ball rolled literally across his fingertips, and like I think Pat Patterson collected the rebound or something.
He handed him the award.
I don't know how. Yeah, seriously, that's actually how the award is transferred. It's like a disease. It's like an airborne disease. And then Serge Ibaka had, what, 3 assists. I don't remember when those things happened.
No.
But he was just
probably 3 balls like rolled off his hands. Yeah.
Accidentally.
Into Pascal's hands.
Accidentally. No, it was super bad. And you know, it's just to your point about the lack of identity, right? Like you look at it in terms of this is a team that found a lot of success playing fast, playing athletic, double team everyone, and they caught teams by surprise. I don't think a lot of teams were equipped to handle it, and I think they won some games that way. But also B, when they were like playing that younger, quicker, more athletic group, those guys are all super hungry because like these guys are like honestly fringe NBA players that need to prove themselves at this point. And also B, like they're just younger and way more athletic. It's one thing to see Chris Boucher close out to the corner on a 3-point shooter. It's another thing to see Serge Ibaka like, I mean, just stand there really. He's not closing out to the corner. I've actually never seen him do that. So it's just tough. And like I think Nick is still trying to double team. Like we saw today, for example, the double team Kawhi a ton, and the Clippers are just like, there's no problem. We know you're going to do this to us. We're going to find the open shooter, and we have guys who can shoot on the team. And the Clippers shot on a night. Honestly, tonight they didn't even shoot that well. 12 of 40 tonight. Paul George had a classic playoff P performance. 3 of 14 from the field. 2 of 12. If Paul George had even had a regular game, like the Raptors probably lose this game by 30. Like yeah. It's that bad.
Yeah, and if you contrast it with the first time they played the Clippers, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think about that road trip a lot. Mm-hmm. Not even just, like, the results, the wins and losses. Like, the effort level
the fight.
Was so high in those games. And, again, it feels like they've been very low energy the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if they're, like, looking to Pascal to be the guy who, like, leads the way. And because he's come up short, it's kind of, like, affected the rest of the team. But it just looks like a completely different team, like, the last 5 games.
Yeah, and I honestly think with something with energy, right? Like, if you think about it before, the Raptors were putting out guys that were all energetic. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what combo they were putting in, and really they're only running like an 8-man rotation. But the 8-man rotation was Fred, it was Norm, it was OG, it was Pascal, it was Mark. Mark is not necessarily energetic, but he's so smart, he's a plus. And then off the bench, it was Rondé, Boucher, and Terrence Davis. All those guys are flying around. I mean, except for Mark. All those guys are flying around. They're committed. The energy level never drops. Right now, with the team the way it is, I honestly don't think that – I don't think Kyle's as much of a problem, but I think, honestly, Serge is a real problem right now, the way he's playing. I mean, he's coming back from injury, the foot, the ankle injury. It was a serious ankle injury. He missed almost a month with it. So you can expect him to become slow coming back. But let me ask you this. When was the last time you saw Serge Ibaka and Kyle Lowry run a successful pick and roll together?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And that's
that was like the bread and butter,
play.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, they used to get like 2 assists a game off that. You haven't even seen it in like 2 weeks.
And Kyle and Serge were playing so well before they got hurt.
Yeah.
They were playing so well.
They were
in a great
rhythm.
Kyle was like one of the top point guards in the league.
Yep. And now he comes – and then, you know, he's been inconsistent. He's had some games where he was like effective. Tonight, I mean, 35 minutes, 1 of 8 from the field, 0 of 7 from deep. The 3-point shot, I mean, we know what Kyle is going to – is hit or miss, especially at this age, you know, whatever. Today, I actually didn't think Kyle was that bad necessarily, only in the sense that, like, I don't think the Clippers – I mean, the Clippers basically put a very tough defender on him at all times. Like, you know, it was Kawhi to start the game, some Paul George as well. Obviously, they got big wings coming off the bench as well. So Kyle just consistently had bigger guys on him, and they kind of decided, like, we want to take Kyle out of the game. So Kyle's effectively taken out of the game. I don't even look at the shooting numbers. I think Kyle, at least in Force's offense, was fine. Pascal, I thought, actually played well today. But, like, it's just the rest of the team just not connected. And the production they got off the bench was just, like, straight up bad. Like, Terrence Davis is probably the only guy off the bench that actually did something positive, I thought. Rondé picked up, like, 4 fouls in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, Rondé.
Not even exaggerating. Yeah. 4 in 2 minutes.
Rondé has really cooled off since the guys have come back. He was such an impact player.
Yeah.
Almost a game changer
yeah.
on that road trip when the injuries are out. And OG, too, right? OG, I thought, has been one of the best players during this tough stretch for them. But tonight he got off to a quick start and
great start.
Ended up not really having that good of a game.
Well, I mean, honestly, today it felt very much like Norm and OG in particular really wanted to prove something.
Yeah.
Like, they were way more aggressive tonight than I usually – maybe not Norm, but, like, well, actually, no. Norm and OG, I really thought they wanted to prove something tonight with the way they were playing offense. They were definitely feeling themselves. And they were definitely trying to force the issue. I don't know if it's because Kawhi's there and you want to show something, whatever. OG, for the most part, I thought he took good shots. He just missed a whole bunch of them after the first little spurt that he had. Defensively, I thought OG had some great moments. You know, I thought Pascal had some great moments defensively. Like, I thought his energy level was higher today than it has been in a while. And you can see that with the fact that he had a steal and 3 blocks. He had back-to-back blocks on Paul George shooting a jumper, which was very enjoyable. But ultimately, like, these guys just aren't connected. They're kind of disjointed. And I go back to it, like, offensively, this team just doesn't really know how they're going to generate offense right now. And I think this is where Fred's absence is just hurting the team. How many guys on the team right now would you say in the rotation are smart guys? Consistently makes good decisions.
Mark.
Yep, one.
Kyle.
Kyle is 0.5.
Mark, Kyle, and OG.
Yep.
Half for Pascal.
We can't even get to, like, four guys.
Yep.
No, you know what I mean?
It's just everyone's very inconsistent.
Yeah.
On a night-to-night basis. Like, you don't know what every guy is going to bring you.
Yeah.
You know Mark's going to give you the 1.5 rebounds and all defensive play.
Yeah, come on, man. Mark stepped up today with – Mark was amazing today, actually, honestly, to be honest, in his role. But
I'm not even slandering Mark, man. Like, I think Mark is the classic, like, it doesn't show up in the box score.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he makes a huge difference.
He's the new Shane Battier, no stats all-star.
Yeah, yeah. He's the new Roy Hibbert, man. He's bringing verticality.
Yo, relax.
I think Mark should drink more and just get bigger.
Serge Ibaka, the new Roy Hibbert, bro. Playing like playoff Roy Hibbert,
man. Oh, man.
Yo, Jordy, listen to this.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, the inconsistency is just bothering me, and I'm looking at their schedule. I mean, it gets a bit easier now. They got Brooklyn, Cleveland, Detroit, and Washington coming up. But you don't really find out a lot about the team playing against those teams. Maybe if they get this stretch, like, Nick can kind of, you know, figure out what those rotations are. Mm-hmm. And with Fred coming back, they can stabilize things. But
This
was a stretch that everyone highlighted as, you know, let's see. The Raptors got off to this really hot start.
Yeah.
They got Kyle and Serge back. Let's see what they're all about. And
we're seeing it right
now. It was like a D-.
It was straight up a D-.
It might be an F, actually.
And honestly, it's one of those, like, the teacher gives you a pity and it says, we'll give you 53. And you can beat the Bulls by 1 point. It's honestly one of those games. And I don't want to be too negative about it because, like, you got to work through all these things. I understand. But, like, I think realistically, you have to look at this roster and think about it. For example, defensively, can you still play such a high-intensity defense with guys that aren't as intense and connected on defense? Mm-hmm. Like, realistically, right?
I think Nick is asking a lot of this roster. Because he's almost asking maybe even more than the roster from last year.
Yeah.
And with less talent, right? Like less talent, less IQ.
Like, I'm looking at these games, for example. Okay, so before, it was real cool that the Raptors were shutting down all these stars, and it was a great headline and stuff like that. For example, today, they double-teamed Kawhi all the time. Kawhi had 23 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, plus 21 in 32 minutes. Amazing production. You look at when they double-teamed James Harden all game, he still had, like, 24 points on, like, 8 shots.
And you know what?
Like,
the double-team...
it's just not working the same.
And the guys don't seem bothered. I did not feel for a second that Kawhi felt bothered.
No.
And I didn't feel like James Harden felt bothered.
No.
So.
And Kawhi was legitimately bothered when they played on the road, right? That was a game where Kawhi had a career high in turnovers. Rondé was in his jersey the whole game. Yeah. Now, Rondé was taken out of this game with foul trouble, whatever. But still, it never really felt like that same effect happened with him. And it's just, it's unfortunate, man. It's just, I don't like to see the team like this. I don't want to criticize them like that. But, like, realistically, I can't come to any other conclusions based on what you've seen in the last couple of games other than they just need to go back to the drawing board and figure something else out. Like, they need, like, it feels like they need a new training camp or something just to work with all these new pieces. The coaching staff got to draw up a couple of new things. You know, something they can keep, something they can throw out. But, like, realistically, it's just not, it's not working well. And honestly, you miss the presence of Fred VanVleet. He is so important to this team. He's arguably the second best player on this team already. Like, it's between him and Kyle. Some nights Kyle has an off night and Fred is better than him. Right, and it's not all the time. So I will say Fred is at worst the third best player on this team. But like when you're missing that, like, you're not gonna win a lot of games.
Yeah, the championship energy is gone away.
It's getting covered by Keon Clark over here.
Yeah, I think you've said so many times that this is like a bridge year for the team to progress to find out what they have in the young guys. And you know, I hate to say this, but you know, you go through a stretch like this, and it's about lowering the expectations,
yeah, I guess,
for this team.
I guess.
Like, I think we come into the season, obviously, defending champions, all of that stuff, get off to that fast start,
yep,
and you talk yourself, you know, into the fact that, you know, they have this core coming back from last year.
Yeah,
they have,
you know,
a great innovative coach, right?
You're on a YouTube channel, and you're talking about how this is the most fun season in NBA history.
And, yo, that's what happens during a season, right? Things change. We could be sitting here in 2 weeks when they sweep that back-to-back against the Celtics.
That'd be amazing. But at this rate, they need to figure some things out.
Listen, man, this is kind of like a bottom. Like, the Raptors are bottoming out a little bit here.
They are.
But I feel like they'll be fine. But, you know, their record against winning teams and the way that they've played against winning teams during this year,
it's legitimately concerning.
It's, you know, you can't really sugarcoat it.
No, you can't, and we're not going to do that right now. If we're going to talk about some of the positives, I thought OG played well to start the game. He really came out with some intent. Now, he definitely cooled off, but he came out strong. I thought he played some nice defense on Kawhi. I think he had 2 blocks on Kawhi, both on jumpers, which is pretty impressive. Shows that he's been practicing guarding him a lot in practice, and he's like, I know exactly when you're going
to
go this.
And he didn't get to play against him last time. He got to play against him for 1 possession before he got poked in the eye, right?
Exactly.
So I think he was pretty hyped up for this.
Yep. And so I thought he was okay to start the game. He was good to start the game. Pascal, in and out. Honestly, most of these games, Pascal has been in and out. I wish he can sort of consistently be impactful throughout the whole game because he seems like he disappears for stretches. Yeah. Like, the way the game started, he only shot 3 shots in the first 12 minutes of play that he was on the floor, and that felt way too low. But then he asserted himself. You know, he kind of realized, oh, I can post up Paul George and get a bucket. Let me try to do that a couple of times. And once he saw the ball go in the first time, it felt like his confidence changed entirely. I thought, honestly, Pascal played a pretty good game offensively, you know, especially against some very tough defenders. The Clippers obviously definitely prioritizing sending extra bodies at Pascal. The fact that he had 24 points on 9 of 20 shooting with the 3 assists, you know, a couple of times Raptors missed on threes as well. That was also a big part of the Raptors' issues. But I thought Pascal played well, and I just wish he had that confidence from start to finish, but he was definitely more energetic tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think, honestly, I know Pascal's had his ups and downs and struggles, especially during this, like, stretch of games that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But this is really the Pascal that maybe we were all thinking we were going to get coming into the season.
Sure.
Kind of inconsistency and kind of finding his way, and maybe against a tougher opposition. Mm-hmm. You don't get the guy who's just dropping like the easiest 40 points on the court, right? We saw a lot of that at the start of the season. And I know you've said this too, that like he's kind of a victim of his own success, right?
Yeah,
so honestly, I know like we get on Pascal and we have to.
It's just expectations are real high for him based on his role.
It's an Asian expectation type thing,
100%,
right? We want to send him to gifted school, all of that stuff. So
this is like the first year you go to gifted school and you're like, holy shit.
And he calls everyone you and he's like, yo, I want to go home. Like, he's homesick.
Yeah. Everyone here is super smart. Yeah. I can't just like slack my way to 90 anymore. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting 75s. Like, and your parents are like ready to beat you.
Kawhi was like his mock exams. Like, that's how he got through it last year.
Wow.
Yeah. And now, you know, it's tough. But, you know, I honestly, like with Pascal, like I'm not concerned. Like, he's got this whole season to figure things out.
Yeah.
So it's a tough stretch right now, but
he'll figure it out. As long as you're seeing progress there, I think it's fine. I think right now part of the issue is, even though he's a number one option, the play doesn't go through him most times. Mm. I mean, the play is going through Kyle Lowry or whoever the point guard is. Before, Mark. Pascal can play more point guard. Or Mark. Yeah, honestly, Mark is probably the second best point guard on this team, at least right now with Fred out. And, you know, Pascal has to, like, kind of receive the ball at a certain spot and get set up and everything like that. And I kind of like it, A, when he can run the offense just a little bit and play a little bit of pick and roll and things like that. It kind of changes the way the defense plays him. Maybe he gets a mismatch or something like that. Right now, it just seems like it's very tough. Like I keep seeing him catch the ball at the three-point arc and then trying to back down people. That's just not going to be a successful strategy in the long run. It's not. He's not that strong. And his face-up game isn't that good that he can consistently get, you know, like a Melo basket or like a KD basket or a Kawhi basket out of that. So you need to get – there's going to be better situations for him to get the ball deeper in the post, maybe get him a mismatch against somebody like that, and also for him to just even some of the pet plays that him and Fred have, right? Like they have that play once or twice in a game where you know, Fred will pitch the ball up to Pascal. Pascal, you know, pitch it back to Fred, who's darting to the rim, and then Pascal sort of curl or he'll pop out or whatever. Like they have that set down, and like it doesn't work or has not worked yet with Kyle, and these are things that they got to work out. So I don't know, man. It really does feel like they got to go back to the drawing board for a couple more things. Norm, I wanted to address Norm only because when you see the box score, 22 points, he seemed like he had a great game. But I got to say, Norm is one of the best bad players I've ever seen.
Or the best. Well, you had the other thing, too.
Or right? The worst good player I've ever seen. I think it's the other way around. I think he's the best bad player. Only in the sense that he just consistently makes bad reads. And like, even though this is probably one of the most positive stretches of his career in terms of regular season and things like that, it just seems like the decisions that he's making are just kind of off. And when he tries to dribble or create anything for himself or other people, it just doesn't happen. That's why you see these lopsided score lines when he has 22 points but like never has like one assist.
Yeah, I think
he's basically Serge Ibaka as a shooting guard.
Norm is best suited for like short bursts off the bench.
Yeah.
22 points tonight and a minus 20. That's
wild.
That's Norm.
That's Norm. Yeah, that's actually there.
Yeah.
The bench. We talked about Serge. I mean, it's been bad. Do you think the ankle's still affecting him? Is that why?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the overall, just the mix of players. Because he's been playing with Rondé a lot too, right? And that's not working.
Nah.
So I don't know. What do? You just take Rondé out of the rotation?
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to do that because Rondé's playing better than Serge right now.
Mm-hmm.
But also Serge is a guy who won the championship here, and Nick has weird loyalties, like, you know, Pat McCaw, for example.
Yeah.
Explain Pat McCaw to me. What's going on?
I don't know, man. If I could explain it, I would be on Fan 590 right now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Rob Wong over here. Shout out, Rob
Wong. Wong on one, man. Let's go.
Shout out.
What about your KFC bucket of the game?
Hey, listen, you made a great point to me to say, hey, we're going to do this pod later. Make sure you remember a play for the KFC bucket of the game. And, of course, I'm remembering that all the time because I'm almost thinking about KFC bucket of the game. It had to be propaganda level. It had to be the last basket that the Raptors made.
Let's go.
Davis.
Down 20.
Off the pick. No. Down 22.
Yeah, down 22.
Comes off the high pick and roll. Yep. Comes in. Squirts inside and then puts in a little reverse layup, yep. You know, with the English and the ball trickles in and stuff like that.
Beautiful
play, memorable. Honestly, when I think back to this game, I'm not gonna remember Kawhi getting in the ring. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna remember everything else. I'm not gonna remember the court and how beautiful it was, or that's on ESPN or anything like that.
Or Stanley Johnson grabbing two bags of popcorn in the media room at halftime.
Yeah. This is why we brought me here. This is why you brought you here. He really loves that. Eh? He really does love going to the media room,
man,
for snacks.
Man.
Has he ever copped the? The unnamed pizza slice company that we'll talk about?
I don't think he has yet.
Okay.
I really want to know how Nick feels about him, but yeah.
I think we know, because every time they're like, hey, who's injured tonight? He's like, everyone's healthy. And it's like, what about Stanley? He's like, oh, yeah, him.
He really lists DeJuan Hernandez before Stanley.
Yo, for
that's
real.
That's where it's at right now.
Oh, DeJuan, baby.
But yeah. That basket by Terrence Davis, man.
That was the KFC bucket of the game.
Dominique Wilkins-esque, man.
All right. I don't know who that is.
This guy's like, is that the human DVD?
Are you talking about Vince Carter?
Human VHS?
Every time we talk about Vince Carter, I sweat a little bit. I'm like,
yeah
this I know
guy
that.
Had to go to the library to the archives.
Later on, I'm like,
he had to pull up a Doug Smith article to find out who we got for Vince Carter. He's like, why wasn't Alonzo Mourning here?
Aaron Williams? Didn't we already have Aaron? Oh, that's Alvin Williams. Wow, okay, great. And Eric Williams, who is that? Yeah, it was a tough game, man. And honestly, here's the thing. In coming into this month, not only did I wanted to see how the Raptors are going to perform against competition, but I wanted two games in particular. I didn't care if they had a losing month or anything like that, as long as they got two games. This game against Kawhi at home on ESPN, big national TV game, a very embarrassing result, I would say. And then two, Christmas Day against the Celtics. So please, I'm hoping that they got, 2 weeks until Christmas. Like, in the next 2 weeks, please go figure out what's going on. I mean, do you think it's like a player's, like a player meeting kind
of
issue?
I love players only meetings because I feel like they never do anything.
I don't want to be the Wizards, man. We're already the Knicks with our four point guard or four power forward lineups. I don't want to be the Wizards too, you know.
Yeah, I they definitely have some things to figure out.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's tough right now. This is the first low point of the season.
It's a real low. It's a real low. It's unfortunate.
And it's not even about.
This is the worst episode of Running Back ever.
Yeah, Running Back is returning next week.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not even about the results, right? Mm. It's how they're playing.
Stylistically, it's not working. Like you honestly, when you can clearly see when a team is out of sync. This team is just out of sync. Nothing comes easy for this team. They don't go on big runs. They fall behind regularly all the time.
They look like they're playing in mud, man.
Yeah, all the time, man. And this is after a game where today where they were good in the first quarter. They were up 5 in the first quarter, and then they lost the second quarter, 37-14. Now I'm going to put all that on Serge, but still. But still,
wow.
It's bad.
Nah,
Serge was real bad.
Did you not get invited to tomorrow's screening?
I did not, actually, but okay. It's okay. I wasn't going to go.
That's cool.
I could watch that on Netflix later.
It's actually airing like on TSN at the same time.
If I had cable, I would watch that, but maybe I'll find a stream, eh?
Disney Plus exclusive.
Wow. Okay. No, not here. Yeah. I don't have that either, actually. What do I got? I got Crave. Crave's not bad.
Crave's sick.
Crave's got some selections. You can watch Deez and Zemiro. Yeah.
We are the Pacific Mall, Deez and Zemiro.
Damn. All right, so three stars from tonight's game. I would say number one star, Pascal.
Yeah, you know, we criticized Pascal, but, you know, 24 points.
Yeah, I thought.
Four rebounds, three assists, one steal, three blocks, 35 yeah. minutes, 9-for-20. Like, that's a pretty good stat line.
There you go.
I don't think he made a huge – I don't think they were impactful numbers, but –
Yeah,
good
I mean,
numbers.
I liked his performance tonight. It was better than it was against the Bulls, and it was better.
We
against
do expect a lot from
Rockets.
Pascal.
I know
honestly.
We really do.
Look
we
at this line, like, how could you, like, you know,
how could you complain?
Like
24
but,
points,
but we will.
Yeah,
and we will continue to complain.
Yeah, I like Pascal's game tonight. So he's number one star. Number two star, it's got to be Marc Gasol for me. 9 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, a block, 4 of 8 shooting from the field. He hit a 3. This is about as good of a Marc Gasol game as you can get nowadays.
Yeah, and he gives you the standard all-defensive first-team defense.
He had a lot of great defensive plays tonight.
I
mean,
just think he should get consideration for the all-defensive team.
Yeah, I mean, hey. If I'm an opposing team trying to trade for a guy on the Raptors and the Raptors are willing to sell, I'd be looking for Marc Gasol a lot more than I'd be looking for Serge Ibaka.
Without a doubt. And then the Raptors would get way more for Marc right now. Marc is a legit difference maker in the playoffs. He will shut down all your centers.
Yeah, especially if you're playing in the Eastern Conference. Like, I need Marc Gasol, but luckily he's on the Raptors. So, yeah, he was great tonight, man. He made a lot of great plays. Even hit some two-point shots, which was great. You know, had some old-timey passing. There was, like, a drill where they had three people just, like, standing in a triangle, and they just passed around each other, like, four times. Like,
what was this, a Bob Cousy highlight clip?
Yeah, honestly,
Bob Cousy
like
mixtape?
Honestly, Marc Gasol is pretty much the classic Red Auerbach like video.
Just guys dribbling around the three accountants for a basket. The Celtics beat KPMG in 1965.
Oh, my God. Yo, half the titles are really against Ernest & Young.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the third star tonight.
Let's give it to Terrence.
Yeah, let's go Terrence, baby. 10 points off the bench, 2 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a KFC bucket of the game.
Yeah, he had back-to-back threes in the first half.
He did.
A little good spurt.
And then
he
didn't play for a while because Pat McCaw was in there. And I'm like,
we got to figure out this Pat McCaw thing.
Pat McCaw.
The last thing the Raptors need, honestly, is to add another guy to this mix right now.
Yo, listen, like, Pat McCaw with the 0-0-0-0-0-0 tonight, minus 14 in 10 minutes with all zeros across
the Tony
the board.
Snell cardio game.
Yo, for real, he played a Tony Snell game, though.
Yo.
That was tough. So
it'd be nice to have a graphic on that right now.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice. We'll talk about them very, very shortly, but in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award tonight, honestly, that's got to go to Patrick Patterson. Flip the script, man. Patrick Patterson, I was very ready to at least, you know, maybe, hey, listen, if they lose to the Clippers, whatever, lose to Kawhi, maybe you don't play well, you lose on national TV. At least maybe we can get a little bit of Pat Patterson slander, and it just – he missed a dunk at one point, whatever.
He airballed a three, you know.
But come on, 11 points for Patrick Patterson is like 50 points for anyone else. So, you know, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists.
And he's heading to a midnight screening at Hot Docs right now.
Yeah,
so.
Bro. Yo, listen, you know, you can catch him at Rainbow Cinemas.
Did they give him a
my
treatment?
Man watching Imagine Cinemas at Young and Eglinton.
Yo, catching bedbugs. they didn't
watching
give him
Avengers 2 again or whatever hell he loves.
They didn't give him a tribute video, did they?
No, they didn't. They gave Lou Williams a tribute video.
Which is kind of weird to me.
That is kind of weird. Why are you picking and choosing? But also, there were some real legitimate reasons that we cannot report on this thing that you might not necessarily get one from Pat. But, you know, it is what it is. Game's the game. Sometimes you don't honor guys like Jay Triano and Pat Patterson.
What do you think about them honoring?
Honestly, Lou Williams is kind of weird, man. Lou Williams talks shit about the Raptors afterwards, too.
But Drake made a song about him, so.
I guess. And but Drake was here, by the way.
What do you think about them honoring these players? Because, like, from most of the ones I've seen, like, the players don't even acknowledge it when they show them on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, I mean, I almost prefer more the tampering.
Oh,
homegrown
okay.
Hero
like,
tampering?
It's like just like a...
They're just
oh,
like...
Oh, okay, like RJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're
oh,
just
okay,
like,
okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Jamal
yeah.
Murray.
Guess what? Yeah. We have Fiondu, Gavin... Oh, man, I got to look at the name. Kevin Gelle again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, he's here. He had a three tonight, by the way. Yeah. He's from Burlington. Congratulations to the kid. I think he was a first-round pick, maybe a late first-round pick. But, yeah, I mean, like, I like that, you know, because, like, eventually, yeah. Maybe one of the players is like, man, I'm getting so much love in Canada. Maybe I got to come back.
I thought I thought you meant full-out tampering. Like, oh, Giannis for no reason. Here's a mixtape
you know what
Giannis.
I wish happened? You know when they have, you know, the Raptor does those gags where, like, he either comes over to you and, like, smashes you in the face with a
cake.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I wish they found Frank Lawrence somewhere tonight. And, you know, he's hiding somewhere. Yeah. He's probably got, like... a hole in the wall like in Parasite, no spoilers, but still he's probably just hiding here somewhere. He's honestly that guy who's just like sending SOS messages with his head. Parasite.
He's the one who sent that Boo Porzingis video.
Yo, Madison actually we could see him right here actually. He's actually sandwiched right there beside the lights of the roof of the but yeah, I wish the Raptor was there and just like hit him in the face with
no
the
C Bomber tonight, just doing all the
no
housekeeping.
No
C Bomber tonight.
Wow, damn. Last time he had all the time in the world to come to Detroit and Toronto.
Yeah, apparently it was for
January.
A Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Super Bowl is definitely
Doc Rivers made some
in December.
Made some tampering jokes, made some low management jokes.
Oh, hilarious.
Very loose.
Hilarious. Hey, Doc Rivers, did you ever look at that story about Paul George?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just look it up, man. Look it up. Maybe search
up. Are they going to give them like a gold tab in the back if the Clippers make the conference finals for the first time ever? Or?
Do you think Doc Rivers stashed $25 in the ceiling fan of the visitor's locker room here? It's
wow.
Like, yo, we're going to come back for it in the finals.
Wow.
It's going to collect interest. It's going to be $28.
But then LeBron takes it?
To Doc Rivers is knocking on the door.
He takes
like,
Drake out for margaritas again?
That's actually the money that he leaves behind for Frank Lawrence so he can get fed while he lives here in the Scotiabank Arena.
By the way, he's only from here on out referred to as
Frank Lawrence
and we will not explain.
That's it. That's actually while watch running back.
He's Frank Lawrence. It's like if I called you Lou Will.
Yo, honestly, Lou Williams playing for the Raptors killed my search engine optimality on Google, which is very important if you do anything with websites. But if you search William Lou Raptors, it'll be like, did you mean Lou Williams Raptors?
I don't want to spoil anything, but you know, I believe we're doing like a Christmas episode of Run It Back.
Yep.
And well, I haven't discussed the specifics, but like we're supposed to do some gift exchanges.
Oh, word. All right,
maybe
right
we'll set
then.
Like a $5 limit. Yeah, I'm just going through my stash of free stuff I've received over the years and
$12 limit
and gifting you. Yeah, $12 limit.
I got you
something real nice that is Will related.
Okay, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so I tracked down a MLSC source.
I think I know what this is, but I'm gonna wait to see it on the show. So watch Run It Back. It's coming out next week. But before we end the show, part of the reason why, honestly, me and Alex have been a little bit on edge in this podcast, not just because of the result of the game, which was obviously not necessarily the most entertaining game to watch as a Raptor fan, but, you know, there were a round of layoffs that affected Yahoo Sports Canada. I'm not going to get into specifics as to why that happened or who made these decisions, but say, honestly, it was above us, and it was hard for us to see a lot of these hardworking people go. You know, two people in particular we'll talk about at the end who have appeared on this podcast. But, you know, even guys like Michael Hode and Chase Kell, like these guys work so hard behind the scenes to edit our stuff, upload our stuff, just the most hardworking people to, like, keep the site running.
It takes everyone.
It takes everyone. And these guys are super, super unselfish in terms of the way they give time, we're talking about people that are staying up to 1 o'clock, 2 a.m. editing 10 things and being like, did you really want to say hustle colon for that one? Or did you want to say something else?
Will's like, yeah, for the 10th straight game, I did want to say the exact same 10 things. Yeah.
Frustration, colon.
Just unorganized.
It's like
focus.
You didn't even put it in bold and stuff like that.
Coward.
No, these
no, those are the old,
no,
those are the old 10 things.
Yeah, no,
those
no,
are the old
no,
10 things.
That was before I had an editor. No, but these guys are amazing editors. Hode and Chase. You know, Nick, he was Nick Ashburn. He did a lot of he did the Jays coverage mm-hmm. for Yahoo Sports Canada. He was great there. You know, he did some Leafs coverage for us as well. Definitely one of the most knowledgeable people in the game. Heidi Besner.
Shout out Heidi,
man. Yeah. Work market poppy.
Work market mommy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, shout out to Heidi.
Heidi was
again,
amazing, man. Heidi
another
made the
person
whole thing
kind of behind the scenes that made things what, flow.
Know, when you're talking about a media company and how much goes into it, even small things like just we say small things, but they're not small, they're not easy. It's just all the logistics, getting people to where they're supposed to be, you know, flights and just making sure everyone's on time. And she was just so unselfish in terms of how she did everything. Yeah. Like she sacrificed, man. I mean, even fucking man, Danny Green will come over and like do the podcast and like someone need to get food and it's like way, way, way below her pay grade, but she's like, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to make the show run and stuff like that.
Again,
so,
just
Heidi's amazing.
Just
of course she did a lot
in.
More important stuff than getting Danny
yes,
Green food.
Yes,
but like
yes.
We miss
but,
Heidi
but
a ton,
pitching
man.
Everyone pitching in.
Everyone pitching in. Sarah Jenkins.
Yeah. Sarah Jenkins apparently is going to win the lottery on Friday. So be nice to her for the next 2 days for altruistic reasons.
Yep.
Because she's promised she would buy me a Louis Vuitton Neverfull bag. I don't know why I want that, but
okay.
if she wins the lottery. So, again, a super talented producer.
Incredible producer.
I don't know. She's super
editor.
Young. She's like, what, 19? no, she's like 23.
Yeah. You know, did the Leafs beat. It's just incredible personality, a really fun person to work with. Honestly, all these people are really fun to just, like, be in the office and chill with them and talk. Because you spend a lot of time.
Listen, man, obviously there's still, you know, we'll get to the rest of the people. But, like, there's obviously still people left, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, these layoffs really affected everyone today.
Yep.
I showed up to the same bar twice to see the team.
Because you had to take a nap in between?
I went to the gym, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. Wow. I was reading the Mao biography on the tread on the bike.
All right, this podcast is over. No, I'm not gonna, don't make me give my statement.
Listen, man, like I've been in this industry for like a little bit, and I've been on different teams and things like that. I've mostly freelance, so I've never really been like a full time part of a team.
Right.
But you know, I told Dan Tolman today too when I talked to him. Shout out Dan.
Yeah.
That you know I've never felt like you know I feel like I was part of this team, and I've never felt kind of connected to this team because it felt like. Whether I worked with these people or not directly, you know, whether it was you or it was like Michael Hode or Chase that I never actually worked with directly, right?
Yeah.
You know, every time the interactions were great, every time I would come into the office, I just felt like this team was very together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were doing a lot of great stuff and we're going to continue doing great stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, until, you know, we're told to not do stuff. But, I think, you know, it's hard to build a team like that. I told Dan that, and it starts at the top.
Yeah,
and you know it's
and
that's
this is not on Dan.
It's not on Dan,
do,
but
do
it's
not
a,
add Dan for this.
Yeah, don't add Dan. But it makes me sad. It does make me sad.
Yeah.
It does make me sad because you rarely get the opportunities to build.
Yeah.
A team like this,
and I think honestly, like to speak to just the workplace before we get to the last two here, you know, it's just you don't see a lot of media publications that are bringing. Something new, something energetic, something
and
a willingness to try
diverse,
things.
Diverse voices.
Like, also, like, yeah. You know, empowering people to do and put on their ideas and test their flexibility. I mean, like, we create Run It Back. Like, we probably couldn't create that anywhere else.
Listen,
honestly.
if you know, for whatever reason, we're not able to do Run It Back at some point.
Yeah.
Just promise me we'll do, like, 4 episodes on my iPhone 6.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
And then I'll hit up. Oh, I can't name other sponsors on this show, but I'll hit up unnamed sponsors.
Mm.
And, you know, I feel like we've built, listen, man, not like, we don't have like a million people watching
it. No, not at all.
But I've run into people in the city.
Yep.
You know, I went to Sugo 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Shout
out and
Sugo.
Promised the guy that the Raptors were going to sweep this 5-game stretch.
Yeah,
so
I can't go back
because they're going to put stuff in my spaghetti.
Only takeouts from now on.
And he was like, hey, run it back.
Yeah.
You're Alex Wong.
Yeah.
I went into Livestock Streetwear Store last week. It was like, hey, Alex Wong, you and Will. And I think it's super cool. And this is not to say, oh, like, people recognize us. Like, listen,
no, it's not about that.
It's about we've built kind of this. And, like, we've already built this, right? Like, you've built a big kind of Raptors following and fan base.
Yeah.
And it's super cool to know that you're servicing the interests and the passion of people who follow the Raptors. And I think people connect with us. And people connect with a lot of the stuff that Yahoo is doing because we are bringing that perspective.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. And then the last two, our boy, Our son, really, Keyshawn.
Yeah, Keyshawn.
I'm not your child, but for real, though, he was our child.
So I went to the bar to see Keyshawn twice today, and I think I also tweeted twice about him.
Yep.
I tweeted about him, and then I got really emotional.
Yeah.
And, you know, Keyshawn's one of the most talented people that I've worked with.
Incredibly talented.
And, you know, listen, man, I'm not the type of person that'll go around and just, like, say that shit about people.
No,
I don't.
Not easily.
I don't support mediocrity.
He's never said that about me once, but it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Cause yeah, you just bring me tea. You bring me tea and you bring me joy. But Keyshawn, man, like, I know people know, like, what he's done, right?
Oh, my God.
The photos, the graphics, all of that stuff, right?
I'll just say this, man. Drake follows this man on IG and wanted a picture from him. Drake. We're talking about Drake.
Yeah, Drake walked by me today, and I was like, man, if I went to the same high school as Drake, I would be OVO Nico. But anyways,
all right.
Drake, not Drake. Keyshawn's honestly a creative mind, a true one of one.
Yeah.
You know, he will be fine. I'm not saying that it's easy just because he'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge loss for the team.
Definitely.
And we... Even though it was a blowout loss tonight, like, we miss his presence here, man.
I miss his presence, man.
You can.
He's always smiling, such a cheery guy, like, young, energetic.
I love coming up with ideas with him, graphics.
Definitely, man.
Like, photos.
The incredible photos. Like, today, I was watching him take at his desk, you know, you have to take down all your stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, he had a couple photos that he had, you know, printed out. And, like, great photos of Kawhi and, like, of even, like, shows that he's done. People don't even know. Like, he does a lot of, like, shows as well. Like,
he shot
Mac
the baby
Miller
and Drake last night,
just
right?
Last night, man. I mean, like, he's going to keep doing that stuff. But, you know, it was just sad, like, to see him take down all these photos. But, like, they're amazing, amazing photos. And I walked by them all the time, and I kind of just got used to it because it's, like, that's just his desk.
Yeah.
But, like, I was watching him take it down, and I'm just like, wow, these are incredible photos. And then, you know, he pulled out a drawer, and he was emptying it out. And what he had in there was a copy of the New York Times from when he took the photo of the Kawhi shot. The Kawhi photo. The Kawhi photo that went in the New York Times, that blew up everywhere, that turned into a mural and everything like that. Keyshawn is that dude, man. And he's... It's just,
we're not gassing him up just to gas him up.
And he's like,
bro,
22 years old. I can't believe it. It's
we're
it's
not gassing him
insecure
up just for the sake of it, man.
Yeah,
I will miss you, Keyshawn.
What was your favorite Keyshawn memory? Not that he died, but, like, you know, just from working with him and stuff.
When he was in Quebec City for training camp, and he was there for the first 3 days, and I came right after, and I walked into my room at the Airbnb, and he didn't make his bed.
And Keyshawn knew you were coming to stay in that
Keyshawn
room.
Keyshawn said today on Twitter that we're close friends.
Yeah.
And he would do that to a close friend.
Yeah, he left, like, a used towel.
Yeah, every time I look,
like,
at him,
still
I don't see the mural. I don't see the Kawhi shot. I see those two blankets that he had curled up in.
You just see a child, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not your child.
No, for real, though. Yeah. Keyshawn, I'm not your child, but we'll miss you, man. And then...
But we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, we'll see him around the games and stuff. But, you know he's going to be here. And then the last one, man. Out of the seven that were affected today in our Yahoo Sports Canada team, Big V.
Big V, man.
Bro, come on, man.
The fact that we're just referencing him with a nickname. I remember the first time
became Big V.
He became Big V, man. Today he told me New Year, New V, which was wild.
Another V.
Need that on a shirt.
Bigger V. Okay.
I remember the first time V got credentialed to a Raptors game, and I didn't know who he was, and I saw him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one thing I like to do whenever I see kind of minorities, people of color, things like that at games is really just approach them to make sure. Because I remember the first time, you know, I was here, or maybe the first time you were here. It's like, you don't know what's going on.
You
don't know where the locker room
is.
You don't know where you're supposed to go. Like, where's everyone going before the game and things like that. And, you know, and I've been a big fan of V since, man.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you and him did great work,
bro.
In terms of, you know,
the
just from
the number of times he did the podcast, man, and all the things.
Yeah, and the writing
so
too, man.
Together.
You did the 10 things, and, you know, V would kind of bring a
the
different
day,
perspective
man.
To the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like I've watched V become, like, a really good kind of all around talent.
Yeah.
In terms of not just writing and not just basketball, right?
Yeah.
Tennis, like he killed
Dude,
the tennis coverage,
bro,
man.
Man, when he was doing video hits on the Lou Marshall
board. Yeah, where was the room, bro?
Oh,
but
he's going to be in next.
Video, you know, backwards hat V.
Yeah.
You know, bragged about
Wimbledon. Yo, the
man
was at
v.
Wimbledon.
The man was at Wimbledon, bought me a Wimbledon hat.
That Roger, yeah, I mean, man.
He bragged about talking to Michael Wilbon in the NBA Finals on your podcast.
Yep.
I was like, weird flex V.
You know? You know, this guy, you would come into the office. And
shorts,
like,
and sandals V.
Shorts and sandals, first off, happened a lot. An alarming amount of times this man came into the office with no socks. And he had he had a laptop with like two screens that were attached to him. But then he would also, he would put something on his laptop, something on one screen, something on the second additional screen, and then watch something on his phone as well. So it'd be like cricket, tennis, probably, you know, Manchester United playing in the Europa League, and then, you know, probably maybe some basketball, something on this regular computer.
Real sports junkie, man.
This guy is, he knows everything, man. He knows everything.
Guy's just like, coming in short, showing off his calves.
Yeah, I mean, that too.
He's
so,
a good soccer player,
and
too,
and
man.
He's honestly grown him. Oh, he's actually a great soccer player, too, man. Shout out V. Your man scored some very clutch goals.
Alan Shearer V.
Oh my god. But honestly, man, like, it's just I told him today, like, you know, it was like incredible to have him work as like a number two, on like the Raptors beat at the Yahoo Sports Canada team, and like he was so good at it.
V could be a number one somewhere.
But I told him, I was like, "This is you're going to be a number one. Like,
V can be
a
number
one
somewhere.
Like, for
and
real.
V shouldn't just do basketball. V is too talented to stick to one sport.
He is one of the most knowledgeable people in the game. And so, and you know what? The last thing I'll say about these seven people that were affected today, and we talked a lot about it, but they were all self-made people, all of them, each and every single one of them. And they took the most of the opportunity and they ran with it. And it's just, it's unfortunate. It happens to everyone eventually that your time's going to run up. But what you can do is make the most of your opportunity. And these people all made the most of the opportunity. And that's what really, really hurts, is that you never want to see people like that, you know, have the clock run out for them. But it's just what it is. It sucks. We're going to miss you guys a ton. And
Yeah, no, and like,
and
obviously,
then, you know, we still have more coverage, but.
We still have more coverage.
We'll miss you guys for
sure. We'll carry on. And honestly, like, I told Keyshawn, I told V, especially on the basketball side, like, we're going to make sure we continue to do our best work.
Yeah.
Part of it for them. You know, they help build this kind of group that we have, right?
Yeah.
This following. And, you know, we're not going to forget that.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. My best work is coming just for you guys.
And also, if you're listening and you're in a position to hire some of these people, definitely do it. Reach out to them.
If you need their contacts, reach out to them, reach out to us.
Any of them, we will reference anything like that. So it's a very emotional day for many reasons. But as for the Raptors, they lose by 22, Kawhi. They got some things to figure out. So we'll see how they handle that in the upcoming weeks. Obviously, the schedule is getting a little easier, so that's a little more helpful. But I think also they have some more off days, some more practices. I think that's some things that they got to work on. And quite honestly, they just need Fred healthy again, because, man, Fred is very important, and he's missed, what, 2.5 games now with the knee issue. It's concerning. They haven't won without Fred.
Yeah, they'll figure it out, or they won't.
All right. Well, damn. This is really broke Alex. So thanks, everyone, for listening. And for Alex and myself, you know, and thanks to KFC for sponsoring the show. And we'll be back on Saturday when the Raptors play host to the Nets.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.